Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're on the record now?
Yes.
All right, it's approximately 9:11 a.m. It is the 6th of September, 2011. Anthony Camacho, I'm in the Street 907 of the DNA building in Miami, Guam. We're convening the case of in the matter of Data Management Resources LLC, OPA-PA-11-015, and we are here for a pre-hearing conference. I am serving as hearing officer on behalf of the OPA for this conference. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present here this morning please identify themselves for the record?
Joyce Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Procurement Appeals Administrator.
Vincent Duenas, Auditor.
Thank you. Will the counsel for the appellant please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
Jacqueline Chalahi, counsel for Data Management Resources. Appellant with me is Mr. Richard Titano.
Thank you, Ms. Chalahi. Will counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
Trina Campana, Cabot Mentinomia, counsel for GCC, president of GCC, president Mary O'Connor.
Thank you, Ms. Campana. And I guess a threshold question before we proceed is, this is an ERA-funded project, is that correct, Ms. Campana?
Yes.
All right, will you be needing a decision before September? I'll give you a few minutes to confer with your client.
Apparently this does not involve ERA funds.
Is that correct, Ms. Chalahi?
My recollection was that this was an ERA-funded project because there was an ERA certificate required, but if you can give me one moment to flip through my file.
Yeah, we do note that there is a Buy American clause, but if you go off the record, give the parties each about 5 minutes just to review the file. All right, it's about 9:15 a.m. We're back on the record. The party is given just a few minutes to review their paperwork. Let me ask the question again. I'll start with you, Ms. Campana. Is this a ERA-funded project?
I apologize for the confusion, but the only reason the ERA was mentioned in the bid documents was in case GCC would be need additional funds to fund this. This project will be funded with GCC institutional funds.
Mr. Lahi, is that a accurate statement from your perspective?
From my perspective, it is not. Section 45 of the bid documents indicate that this is an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act project, and it required the contractors to acknowledge and comply with ERA requirements. So I believe it is, in fact, an ERA project.
That is correct. The GCC was not intending on using ERA funds. That was just a preventative measure in case they had to.
Well, it either is or not. I know that the bid documents, well, I asked that question, I believe, my review would in fact say, Ms. Galahi has represented here, that this is an ERA-funded project. And you say Section 45?
Section 45 of the bid.
President O'Connor would like to speak as far as explaining that further.
Sure.
There were several bids that the college put out that had the ERA stipulation indicate in case there were some additional redirect money available from ERA with the government of Guam. We wanted to make sure that we were shovel ready in that respect. So some of the bids we put out, there was a couple bids we put out that had the ERA requirement in the event that additional lapse funds from the government of Guam was made available and redirected towards the college. So that's the reason why it's in there. But it is not one of our original projects submitted as far as our. But we do have other institutional funds to support this.
Okay, but I do note that there is an assurance of compliance by American Act. I'm referring to Exhibit 3, DMR's exhibit, it does state, this I believe was part of the bid documents, the contractor hereby assumes that any bids purchased by the contractor or contractor subcontractors with monies made available by ERA must comply with the Buy American requirements, so on and so forth. That was in fact part of the bid, am I correct?
Yes.
And are any ERA funds in fact programmed to this bid?
Not at this time.
Can I ask an overall general question? How, you know, because 9:30, and it goes back to his starting the 9:30 deadline, how are all of your other ERA-related projects, are you going to be able to obligate them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So whether or not they are in, whether or not this was ERA-related or not, you have enough money. All the ERA funds that you're getting, you are able to obligate, regardless of whether this becomes ERA-related or not.
Yes.
Okay. So is it your intention to continue this project?
Yes.
Okay. But instead of it being ERA-related, it would be GCC general fund-related.
Unless additional ERA funding comes out in the next couple of weeks, because there are some unobligated balances across the government that may be redirected, but we aren't sure at this time.
Okay. So in other words, what I hear you saying is that should you get additional funds, you have projects to fund it, and should you not, those ongoing projects will be funded internally, I mean, through your GCC funds.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me ask just one further in that vein of questions. If now you say that it's only a possibility that ERA funding from other agencies might be made available, you have other projects, or would GCC have other projects that it could direct those funds to other than this one?
We have one huge project that has a priority for ERA, and so if available funds become available, if available funds are made to the college, then that project will exhaust the amount that is undetermined at this amount at this time. We have a large project that is ERA compliant.
Okay, and that project would have priority over this one?
That's correct, because it's a $5 million project.
Okay, the reason I ask about ERA for both parties, for the edification of both parties, is that will determine when we have our formal hearing. Because if this is ERA-related or ERA-dependent, we're going to have a hearing in 10 days. That means it would start around the 16th or 19th of September. We would produce a decision in this case well before the September 30th deadline. But my understanding, based on the purchasing agency, is this project, despite what the bid documents say, is not ERA dependent. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So in that now that representation's been made,
I may be heard by the hearing officer.
Yes.
It would be DMR's position that this is an ERA-funded project, simply because the bid documents are quite clear. It does state it is an ERA-funded project. It required all the vendors to submit to ERA requirements. It is suspect that at this late date, because this protest does involve an ERA compliance, that GCC is now asserting for the OPA that it does not involve ERA-funded project. I would be curious for confirmation, for determination, when it was determined by GCC that this was not in fact an ERA-funded project, because nothing in the bid documents or in the FOIA that we requested from GCC indicate that there was any withdrawal of ERA funds. This is clearly an ERA-funded project, and there has been no notification to the bidders that this is not an ERA-funded project. So we would ask that the hearing officer hold the hearing within the 10-day period.
Well, I'm going to go with GCC's representation that it's not. However, you do raise a lot of good questions that evidence certainly you could take during that hearing, and whether or not that's determinative of the issues that you present in your appeal, you can certainly argue.
If I may, we will happily address those issues at the hearing when it is set, but I'd like to point out that GCC does not have any issue with setting the actual hearing within the 10 days. We would like to receive...
We're going to be all fine.
Oh. But for scheduling purposes, I would like to note that we have planned a settlement meeting today with the appellant. So we could provide feedback in form of stipulation or whatever arises out of that within, I would say we could set a hearing within by the end of the week.
Well, we're still going to rely, is it still the position that this is not an ERA dependent, or if this project's not dependent on ERA funds, it's dependent now on institutional funds, am I correct?
It is our position that the requirements, the ERA-related requirements for compliance were a prophylactic measure, just in case that those fundings became available, then we would have used ERA, that's it.
And so it's my understanding that even if you don't get a decision by September the 30th or earlier, hold the hearing after September 30th, for example, that would not affect the funding of the project?
No.
Okay, that's good. Remember I said we're here to schedule a formal hearing. Okay, we're not here to take evidence one way or the other. But like I said, the issues that you are raising certainly can be looked at during the hearing, okay, and argued by both of you, one way or the other, okay?
And not only as a hearing officer, is that our objection be on the record, essentially.
What exactly is your objection?
Our objection is not holding the hearing within the 10-day period because it does involve ERA funding. Because it does involve ERA funding, from our perspective, there should be a hearing within that 10-day mark and evidence taken to determine whether or not it is, in fact, ERA. Whether it's convenient for the hearing officer and the OPA, perhaps we can have a bifurcated hearing with respect to that, and so that that issue could be determined expeditiously. However, I would ask that there be a time frame in which that I can obtain documents from GCC, whether it be through the Freedom of Information Act and the Sunshine Reform Act of Guam, or by a voluntary disclosure by GCC and an order from the OPA ordering that they remit all documents related to this determination that this was not involving ERA funds.
Well, that's, is there anything in the procurement record that you find deficient in that regard?
Yes, there is nothing in the procurement record that indicates that this was not ERA funded. Everything in the procurement record indicates that this is in fact ERA funded. There is nothing, no notification whatsoever to the vendors that the ERA funding has been withdrawn for this project, or that there was a determination by the chief procurement officer that local funding would be used for this particular project.
Are there any, I'll just ask this to GCC, are there any actual records regarding the decision that this was a prophylactic measure, as Ms. Campana states, or whether or not there were ERA funds that were redirected? Are there any such documents to that effect regarding the funding of this particular project?
Unfortunately, we don't put documents that directly state that this is non-ERA funded because that would be, to prove a negative, would be quite a burden on us. However, Sabrina Potter informs me that she does have a list of the projects which are intended by GCC to be primarily funded by GCC institutional funds, and then as a backup, in case the redirected funds became available, would then be used for ERA funds. We could produce those documents, that list.
Would 48 hours be sufficient time for you to disclose those documents with the OPA and serve it on counsel for the appellant?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, so we'll give you 48 hours to do so, which will expire at 5 p.m. on, I won't include today in that 48-hour timeline, but that'll expire at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Yeah. September. Okay. We'll begin the hearing in this matter at 1 p.m. on October the 3rd. How long, Mr. Lofty, do you believe your presentation of your case will take?
One day.
How long, Ms. Capano, will the presentation of your case take?
One day.
Okay, we will then kind of hold the fourth in reserve and see where we need to go after that point in time.
We will work diligently on a stipulation of facts to streamline the hearing as best as possible. As she said, we have a settlement conference today.
Okay. And don't forget that if you get a stipulation of facts, you can also waive the right to a hearing. And if it's just an issue of law, for example, or whether or not something is complied with, that's something that you don't need to put the evidence in. That actually might hasten a decision in this case before the 30th, if that's still a goal of yours, Mr. Lofty. But nevertheless, based on the representation that this is not error funding, dependent by the purchasing agency, we will hold the formal hearing in this matter 1 p.m., starting 1 p.m. October the 3rd. And we'll go into the 4th if necessary. I will also schedule the ancillary filing dates for the hearing briefs with that, and that'll be in a scheduling order that comes out after this hearing. I'm looking at having motions and exhibits by the 12th of September. Would that give the parties enough time?
No, if it's possible, if I could ask that we would have at least a close of business on the 13th or the 14th. I have three hearings in those three business days that require my attention.
Okay. So on the 5 p.m. on the 13th, will be the witness issues exhibit list. And also motions will be due that day. On the 20th of October at 5 p.m.
September.
Excuse me, not October, yes, September. Let me back up. That's the 13th of September. Okay, so the witness issues list, exhibit list will be due September the 20th. Thank you, Mr. Lofty. Will be when the hearing briefs will be due and opposition to any motions filed. And then, of course, I will give the parties until the 27th of September to file any replies. Also schedule the brief for a remedies, assuming we finish on the 4th of October. I'll schedule that for the 6th, following that by the 6th of October. I'll put this in a scheduling order after this hearing for not getting all these dates. The hearing on the 3rd will proceed with motions. to be followed with the standard opening arguments of the parties, which will be followed by the appellant's case in chief. When that is done, it will be followed by the purchasing agency's case in chief. Closing arguments, and I will also give the appellant a brief rebuttal after the close of the purchasing agency's closing argument. Okay. And once again, I'll put this in a scheduling order. Are there any other issues that need to be, well, before I do that, let me just go down this laundry list here. Pursuant to the notice that was issued. And I think you stated that you were going to meet sometime today to hopefully try to formulate and simplify the issues. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
The parties sought to obtain admissions of facts and documents that will avoid the necessary proof.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is what we'll do by the Thursday deadline.
Okay, we have a deadline. And I want to, again, encourage the parties to try to avoid unnecessary proof and cumulative evidence. In doing so, when I state the exhibits, I also want to specify no, both counsels appeared here before, as well as both parties. But once again, I want to stress that when I, the exhibit list and copies of the exhibits, those are only the exhibits you're going to present to a witness. Okay? If something is already filed and you're not intending to show that to a witness, it's already part of the record. You need not put it in. Okay? Once again, the purpose for that is when you refer to Exhibit A, for example, when there's a transcript of the hearing, we're going to need a copy of that Exhibit A. Okay? And certainly the parties are free to, if they need to, go into the record itself if it's necessary and pull other documents. But of course, copies will need to be made of that, separate and apart from wherever you find that in the record. Okay. And then we've already discussed the identification of witnesses and documents. We've already set a deadline for the parties to file their respective exhibit lists, witness lists, and their hearing briefs. Are there any pending motions at this time?
No pending motions.
Okay, but I've already, as I stated earlier, set the motion filing schedule, and that'll be put out in a formal schedule that we're after this hearing. That, yeah, the in terms of the order I gave about the ERA funded projects, I will also put that in the order after this hearing. That may be a separate order, separate and apart from the scheduling order. At this time, do we need to adopt any special procedures for managing potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, multiple parties? Are there any unusual proof problems I need to assist the parties with at this time?
No, there is not.
Okay. Once again, I think I've already covered this, but I'm going to give the parties a reasonable time to present their cases. But once again, if the evidence begins to become cumulative, duplicative, you will receive various warnings from me during the proceeding. Okay. Are there any other matters I need to discuss now that may facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of the action?
No.
Okay. I note that, you know, once again, I don't think GCC requested a hearing in the matter. I believe it was Mr. Lockheed, and as I stated, that's solely your right, whether or not you want to proceed with one. But if you submit a waiver of a hearing, I will vacate the deadlines in this that we've set forth today, and we will decide the matter if you don't agree, basically, or can't come to agreement based on the record filed by the parties. Okay. But that's solely up to you and your client. And at this time, are either of the parties aware of any persons requiring any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services so that they may attend or participate in the hearing?
No, you're not.
No, we don't.
Okay. Of course, If you become aware of that, please contact Ann Camacho at the OPA to make those arrangements prior to the hearing. And that'll also be in the scheduling order and the notice of the formal hearing. Now, are there any other issues that need to be addressed at this time?
No, there are none.
All right. Thank you. And this hearing is adjourned. We are off the record at 9:39 a.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.